When it comes to miracles, one of my favorite is when Christ not only healed a man, but also forgave his sins. This is a powerful parable, and it's something that you're going to find very exciting as well, and I'm sure you know the story. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, welcome to Changing. My name is Donald Kelly and I'm your host, and I'm really excited to be here with you today to talk to you about this principle of how Christ was not only heal the man that was paralyzed, but also forgave him of his sins. I want to talk about this and go a little bit deeper in it for a second, but if this is your first time listening to our podcast, we encourage you to go ahead and subscribe to the show, as well as to take the link and share it with one other person. But let's go ahead and dive in and talk about this real quick. So I want to read you and set the scenario for you. This comes from Mark chapter 2, verses 2, and we're going to read on down. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as to the door. And he preached the word unto them. This is Christ teaching the people. He was in Capernaum at this point. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, and was borne of four. So four of his friends came with them, carrying him on the bed, because obviously he was sick, needed some help. And when they could not come nigh unto him because of the press, because so many people, they couldn't get inside of the house because they had this faith that Christ could be healed, that could heal them. They uncovered the roof where they were, where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy laid. So here's the cool thing about this is that it's not only this individual's faith, but also his friends or family or whoever was carrying him. They're like, we know that Jesus can heal him. So we're going to actually do what we can to make that happen. So they went to the front of the door and they couldn't get in. They couldn't get to see him. So they said, we're going to the roof. And they took off the roof. And then Christ is like, what's going on here? It's like a convertible now. And then they started lowering him. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. So he's like, even beyond the fact that I'm going to heal you, let me just forgive you of your sins, because clearly there's some faith here that I ain't seen in a minute. This is some good stuff. And people around him, and there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning within their hearts, why do this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? So they're saying this inside their hearts, and they're, you know, kind of like being antagonizing towards Christ in their hearts, just like thinking about this stuff. Whether it's easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before them, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Come on, man. Here's the powerful thing behind it. Christ is saying, to show you that I have the capability to forgive sins, anyone can say, you know, thy sins be forgiven thee. But to show you that I have the power to do that, take up thy bed and walk, because this guy clearly couldn't walk. Therefore, Christ heal him of that. If he can heal this man who had this challenge for, you know, who knows how long in his life, because Christ healed him off that, think about then the power that he truly does have to be able to forgive sins. Let me give you an example real quick, just like with this guy. Like for so many of us, sometimes we get in those situations where we have difficult times in our lives, where things are troubling and, you know, we get all bent out of shape and we lose our hope, we lose our faith in Christ, whether it's a financial situation or whether maybe we have health problems or maybe just things are not going right for us at work or with, you know, just... It could be a plethora of different things. Maybe things are just breaking in the house, your plumbing or whatever issues that you have. And you might think, man, why me? Why these many different challenges? No, all of these things could be faith building situations. Just like this guy, he could have said, why, you know, God, why me? Why did I, was I born like this? Or why do I have this challenge? Why can I, why do I have this sickness? Why do I have these challenges? But he didn't go with that. He went with the faith, just believing that if I focus and I believe in Christ and I have faith in Christ, he can heal me. But that was a faith building moment, whether that took his whole life to get to that point, but he had that faith building situation. The individual situations that you're facing right now could be faith building, but you could be like, you know, all disgruntled about it and say, man, woe is me and all this stuff. The other thing that I would tell you, if you find yourself in a situation like that, get people around you. This guy clearly had some friends and family that was willing to do whatever with him. They had the belief that he had. And if you're running around people who don't have the right beliefs and who don't have the power to empower, the ability to empower you, but they're full of negativity and all kinds of like, you know, things that are going to pull you away, then get away from those folks. Find some people who are willing to open up the rooftop where Jesus is at and let you down, figuratively, and maybe some literally as well. I have a couple of friends I know they'll probably do that. But in your case, think about that. Is that your mom? Was that your friend? Is that your partner, your spouse, your cousin? Are there people around you that's going to help support you, to have the faith that can help you to go through those challenging situations? If not, find some of those individuals. It's not saying that you abandon your family, but you want to make sure you find some people that could support you as you're going through these challenging times. This could also apply to your professional career. If you find that you're in need of finding people that are going to be uplifting, that's going to motivate you to go towards your goals, maybe leave the group of people that you have right now, not abandon your family, but just go find some people that can help you with that. Still show love and care for your family, but you want to spend some more time with people that are going to help you to take the roof off, so to speak, and help you to get healed, that have the same caliber of faith that you do. And then the other important thing about this too, so one, make sure you can recognize that you have faith building situation. Two, get people who can be surrounded and help you, so to speak, to take the roof off and help you. And then the third thing is to have that unwavering faith in Jesus Christ, the belief in him that he could help you, that he could guide you, that he could heal you. I mean, I've found that in many different areas of my life, when I go to Christ and I have that faith and I have that, I go and plead and I go and beg on my knees and I ask, I see miracles happen in my life. And you could have miracles in your life too. And I'm not talking about walking on water miracles here. I'm talking about like things that maybe situations came. And I want to give an example. In a pandemic, we couldn't find baby wipes anywhere. My wife and I talked about this on a previous podcast episode. My wife and I couldn't find baby wipes anywhere. We needed it for our toddler. We went to the Walgreens and they didn't have any. They were like one pack of wipes left. And we're like, man, and somebody bought it right before me. And then this lady, she saw it. She was like, you know, you probably need this. We have some at home. And she gave me that one wipe and we had that one wipe. So, I mean, our kid is like 1 year old at this point, right? What are we going to do in the pandemic? You need to clean the kid. So then we prayed, and my wife, she has strong faith, and we prayed and we just kind of prayed about this together. I don't think we fasted about it, but we prayed. And then all of a sudden, this lady in our congregation, she had no clue about any of this stuff. She said, you know, the company I work with, I'm able to get this stuff. Do you guys need wipes? She shipped to us like 3 or 4 boxes of baby wipes, and it was consistent. She sent these for almost like 6 months. Every so often, we would get this replenishment. And we were so grateful. That was a miracle, I'm telling you. Like, she had no clue. We talked to no one. We were all hunkered up in our houses. How would she have known? But the fact is, she recognized and she was able to listen to the Spirit. The Lord was able to touch her to be that angel. And that's the miracle, small little miracle in our lives. And that blessed us. And we call that and keep it as our family story, the parable or the miracle of the baby wipes. What are some of those miracles that are waiting in your life right now? Whether that's employment or whether that's an opportunity, whether that's a new improvement in your relationship, whether that's the improvement in relationship with Christ. There are miracles that can happen in your life, but I encourage you to go on your knees, pray and plead to the Lord, ask for his help, and I promise you he will bless you. I testify to you that God lives. I testify to you that Jesus is the Christ. I know this. I've experienced this. And as you go on to him and you plead to him, you can have those faith-building experiences that you've had throughout your life. Let's go ahead and use them in that same sense. Trust in the Lord, even during your difficulty. This guy didn't give up. We don't know how old he was, but clearly he was old. He went through life and had that trust and maybe had that faith and came to that point that he, you know, maybe just recognized that God gave him this opportunity for a reason. And maybe he was disgruntled at one point. We don't know the backstory, but I would say, venture to say he had an experience where he heard about Christ. He had that belief. And at that point, he acted on it. So you can take this moment that you've had. Don't be disgruntled. Don't be upset about it. Take those as learning experiences and add on them and experience this miracle. Go forward with faith. But if not, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said in the Old Testament, you're still going to have trust and faith in the Lord. I promise you he's working miracles in your life. I know that he will come again. The gospel of Jesus Christ is on the earth today. It's been restored. We have prophets and apostles, and you have the ability to be healed because of the atonement of Jesus Christ. I testify of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today for this episode. If you would like to get more information about how you can draw closer to Christ and want to hear a miracle, a message, send me an email, donaldckelly09@gmail.com. donaldckelly09@gmail.com. We'd love to do a prayer with you or to get some folks that can pray with you no matter where you are in the world. God lives, Jesus is the Christ, and when he comes again, I want to be on his right-hand side, and I want you to be there with me as well. Look forward to seeing you in our next episode.